Two agencies say they're trying to clarify protections under the Clean Water Act for isolated wetlands and streams following complex U.S. Supreme Court decisions over the last 15 years. The EPA says 60% of stream miles in the U.S. only flow seasonally or after rain, but still affect downstream waters. The agency also says wetlands help protect many lakes, rivers, and bays. One big concern from the private sector has been whether the EPA and Corps of Engineers plan would hurt farmers. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says no.
This rule will not regulate groundwater or tile drainage systems, and it will not increase regulation of ditches, whether they are irrigation or drainage. And to be clear, this rule keeps intact existing Clean Water Act exemptions for agricultural activities.
National home builders groups are raising concerns about the proposal, but organizations such as the American Sustainable Business Council and Trout Unlimited say they like the plan. Katie Signer of Wisconsin Environment says 38,000 stream miles and 1 million acres of wetlands in the state would be better protected.
Well, the rules would protect the small streams that feed into rivers like the Mississippi and the wetlands that filter pollution from Lake Michigan, Lake Mendota, and thousands of other lakes.
The EPA will take public comments on the streams and wetlands plan during the next 90 days before issuing a final rule. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.